Steve Fast with you on WJBC, 75 degrees at 841. And there, you know, every spring we participate in the Relay for Life here as part of the radio station. Of course, it's a community event. And one of the things that I've always learned from that particular event, and as you get older, you see more and more people whose lives are touched by cancer. And there is no shortage of dedicated individuals who are looking to fight cancer and to look for a cure, or at least a more, I guess I would say, less punishing way to treat the disease in all of its different forms. And there, you know, a lot of things have helped. There's a lot better treatment than there used to be, but still the mystery remains. Sylvie Beljanski is vice president of the nonprofit Beljanski Foundation. It's based in New York City, and they support international leaders in environmental medicine research. And some of that research has involved the fight against various forms of cancer. And she joins us now. Sylvie Beljanski, thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your foundation. Your father, I believe, is the founder of the foundation, and his work really is very interesting.
Thank you. With great pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity. Indeed, the Beljanski Foundation is a 501c3 charitable organization based in New York City, and it is named after my late father, Mirko Beljanski, who was a PhD at the Pasteur Institute in Paris, and he is now considered as a father of environmental medicine. Therefore, the mission of the foundation is to study natural, non-toxic answers to cancer and to other chronic diseases, and to share the knowledge with people around the world, because that's what people need, actually.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we often see scientific studies and reports that say there are certain foods, you know, eat more spinach and it has a natural anti-cancer property to it, or more green leafy vegetables and the like. And I think many people and doctors and scientists all agree, yes, that there are natural benefits to your diet that help fight off cancer. But when it comes to actually, you know, entering in through a course of treatment to fight cancer, you don't hear as much of that as an additive towards what maybe people think of more of pharmaceutical cures to fight off some of these various forms of cancer. Why is that?
Well, you know, in the past, for thousands of years, all mankind had to treat itself was plants. All there was plant-based medicine. As Socrates said, let food be thy medicine. At the 19th century came the advent of chemistry, and in the 20th century, patent law, and medicine has become completely something else. It has now, it's all about discovering synthetic molecules that are patentable, can bring a return on investment. So that has become now the playground. Money has become the playground of medicine. You see drug companies on the first page of, they put their results on the first page of Wall Street Journal, and it's all about financial results. So you see the price now of some new drugs coming out there, and there is a real outcry when you look at those prices, which are actually disconnected with the real cost of making those medicines.
Well, when you look at how some of treatments go through the process of trials, and you have these clinical trials, and I think one thing you'll hear from the pharmaceutical industry when it comes to synthetic medicines is to say that the research and development is so expensive. That's why, you know, we have a vested interest in trying to control the market and, you know, in some cases protect the patents. But there are certain weights that our regulatory system in the United States has to benefit some of those companies. And I wonder if your nonprofit organization has seen any barriers that have been put up by the FDA or others in, you know, conducting conducting trials, but also access to some of the work and research that the organization has been involved in.
The Beljanski Foundation is not selling anything,
right,
beside a handful of books that help, you know, explaining the research and the life of Mirko Beljanski. So the foundation has not had difficulties with the government in doing research. The problem of the foundation, of course, is that because there is no return on investment on this kind of research, there is very little funding available, which is really breaking my heart when you see the results of the research that the Beljanski Foundation is having with this research program and the quality of the peer-reviewed papers which are being published. It doesn't seem that it raises a lot of interest from the entire community, and definitely not from the drug companies. That said, if the manufacturers of dietary supplements would be able to disseminate this research, then it would be reach many more people, and those people could make a difference. But manufacturers today, indeed, you are absolutely right, Steve, they are not allowed to disseminate research about the activity of the ingredients that they are selling, which kind of nonsense, because people are deprived of valuable information that could help them to make choices to help themselves, but that's the way it is now, that's the law. There is actually in Congress a bipartisan bill which is actually pending. It is called the Free Speech About Science Act. It is essentially about allowing public access to respected scientific research on foods and dietary supplements, and people could, you know, use that to make informed decisions about their diet and their health care. But the bill is currently stuck in Congress, and it needs a grassroots support to make any progress.
We're talking with Sylvie Beljanski. She is the vice president of the nonprofit Beljanski Foundation. They're based in New York City, and they are a nonprofit organization that looks into environmental medicine research and advocates for it. Well, you talk about this bill offering a more, I guess, free access to people understanding some of the research and the development of some of the research. There have been some very interesting things that you have been using your foundation to talk about. And in a few days here, we'll have Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month in September, coupling certain extracts that are plant-based with chemotherapy has actually shown some promise in fighting ovarian cancer. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about some of the research that's been done. There have been a couple of major researchers in universities that have looked into this. So what have we seen in the pairing of certain plant extracts in the course of using more traditional chemotherapy in fighting ovarian cancer?
Sure. The research of the foundation is absolutely unique for two reasons. First, the scope of the research. We are working on natural products. And again, we are sharing it, meaning everything is being published, and we keep nothing proprietary as a Beljanski Foundation. So we have been conducted the research with those plant extracts, the Pauperera extract and the reserpin-free Revolfia vomitoria extract. And we have conducted a research with Columbia University on prostate cancer, with Kansas University on ovarian and pancreatic cancer, and currently we are working with the San Francisco University on glioblastoma, which is kind of brain cancer. And we are working also, again, with Kansas University on stem cell research. And stem cells are very important because they are those cells which are resistant to chemotherapy and are in some ways the seeds for new cancer and metastasis. So we have been working with all those different entities with the same plant extracts, and we have been able to see that those plant extracts were not actually active based on organ or gender, but they were work active across the board, and also that they were working beautifully in synergy with different chemotherapies. For example, for ovarian cancer, we have seen that Pau Pereira alone in vivo, we are speaking here on mice, we had 79% of reduction of the tumor weight. And as, when you add Pau Pereira with carboplatin, which is the chemotherapy of choice for ovarian cancer, you get a reduction of the size of the tumor of 97%.
Yeah.
And when you go to pancreatic cancer, I mean, it is also staggering results. Pau Pereira alone, 72%. And when you add gemcitabine, 78%, even for tumors which are chemo-resistant. So it's absolutely beautiful, beautiful research that we are more than happy to share with the public at the Beljanski Foundation.
And again, as you mentioned, this research and the results are not proprietary. You this is something that you are offering up. This research is, you know, available to anyone for them to use, and it's not tied to any particular patent, right?
All those papers can be downloaded at the website of the Beljanski Foundation, www.beljanski.org.
Well, I want to ask you.
All those papers available.
I want to ask you also. I mean, what's really interesting about part of these plant extracts that have been used is they're not tremendously common. What sort of plants have been the basis of these extracts for these tests?
They are not extremely common, but I would not say that they are not also completely unknown. On the website of Memorial Sloan Kettering, they have dedicated a monograph on both the Pau Pereira and the Revolfia vomitoria. So those plants are available. They are out there. Why we are choosing to work with those extracts at the Beljanski Foundation, it is because they stem directly from my late father's research. He was a PhD at the Pasteur Institute, and he was one of the first scientists to look at how environment affect our DNA. And he had then the idea that if nature came up with carcinogens, nature also came up with natural anti-carcinogens. So he devised a test that he called the Oncotest, and he looked for natural compounds which are able to do at the DNA level the exact opposite of carcinogens. And he was able to select two plants that were most active, according to his test, and that's the Revolfia vomitoria and the Pau Pereira. That's why the Beljanski Foundation, named after my father, is continuing this research mostly with those two plant extracts for now.
So tell us a little bit about what type of is there any other research that you see being even more promising in using this? Do you think that there is a concern amongst, regulators that the research isn't quite there yet? I don't know that you've done human trials with some of these, pairing with chemotherapy. You mentioned that using the mouse for that trial. What would you like to see happen to move this research into the next step?
Well, the Beljanski Foundation is doing a tremendous job with very little money. we, as the Belgian Ski Foundation, do not have the means now to continue research and take it to clinical trials, although that would be technically possible on behalf of the foundation if it had the means of doing so. There will, again, be no very little return on investment when it is, you know, natural products that are not patented. That's why almost nobody is doing that. That said, I mean, do people need absolutely to have clinical trials on everything? I am not sure that it is absolutely necessary when, you know, toxicity studies are being done, are available, and that you see that there is no toxicity associated with the extract.
Well, Sylvie Beljanski, thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking about the foundation and your father's research and the complicated path that some of this research may have to take to get to clinical trials and benefit, you know, everyday patients who are going through, you know, some of the treatment for various forms of cancer. I appreciate you talking with us this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Sylvie Beljanski is vice president of the nonprofit Beljanski Foundation, and she is based in New York City. We'll be back right after this.